Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 26. Then Jesus said to his disciple, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good would it be for a man if he gained the whole wide world, yet forfeits his soul? Or can a man give in exchange for his soul?" May God bless this reading of his holy word. Amen.
Morning. Oh, yes, okay. So I have a couple announcements before I begin. One, we're going to be doing a, I probably should have done this with the children here. Oh, well. We're going to be doing a Q&A for the children. A lot of children have been asking, you know, I'd like to, you know, they have these questions, you know, those questions like, can God create a rock so big he can't carry, you know, those types of questions. And they've been asking the teachers, and the teachers are like, I don't know. So why don't we ask the pastor? So we're going to do a Q&A with the pastor day, where the children will be here. We're going to film some kids asking questions, and it's just going to be an interactive sort of time where I try to answer kids' questions in ways, hopefully, that kids can understand, and then parents can follow up and ask questions and all that sort of stuff. So that will be not next Sunday, but the following Sunday. And if you want your... And also on the Paper Bag Club, we're going to be doing some filming of those questions, and I'm going to get a collection of some of those questions so that there's something to answer on the actual Sunday. But yeah, so that's one announcement. Second announcement, tonight, so much fun. Oh my goodness, how could you not come tonight for the most amazing fun you will possibly have? I'm not exaggerating in any way, but it will be lots of fun. Free food, free if you're a student. Free student, free food. So you want to come to that. That will be spectacular. It's a movie. There's popcorn. There's me. right. Maybe that's a downside. But that's okay, because it's going to be amazing. So, yeah. And then this week, my whole family has been kind of like a death house, literally. I'll get to that in a sec. But yeah, the family's been really sick. Alaric was exposed to chicken pox, though he doesn't have them yet, and maybe he won't get them. But he was exposed to this kid who was like, "Yeah, I got chicken pox, everyone." Anyway, so he's been kind of sick lately. Not related to chicken pox. But anyway, so he's been sick. Charlotte's been sick. Rosanna had an ear infection this week, both ears. I'm kind of sick. It's just lots of sick. And then I was a mass murderer in the sense that I've had an ant problem. So I went and bought some ant bait traps. And there was like, I put them out. And then the entire nation of ants came to these traps. It was, I've never seen so many ants. And they were like, you couldn't see the trap. It was one of those see-through traps, so you could see how much liquid there was. There was like 8 trillion ants. And they were just going, "Ha-ha, we've hit the mother load," right? And anyway, Charlotte was telling me that, I don't know if this is how ant bait kills people normally, or I mean ants normally, but when she was in India, they had some ant bait, and what it did is it made all the ants go crazy and bite each other's heads off and all sorts of stuff. She says it was expired ant bait, so maybe that's what did it. I don't know what it does, but they're all dead now, so I don't care. but yeah, I actually kind of felt bad too, though, for a little bit. Okay, let's pray for the sermon. Lord God, I just thank you for today, and I pray that you would bless this concluding sermon of our series, and I pray that you would guide it, and that anything that is of you would stick, and anything that is of me would just fade away. In your name we pray. Amen. So, we're at the 10th and final week of the Not a Fan series. And has anyone been here for every single sermon? And Ken. Oh, Eva. Oh. We do have Christians here. That's great. Okay. Yeah, I've been here for the whole series. I just want to open up with what my ultimate goal was with this series. This is a welcome thing that's in a bulletin of a Catholic church. I modified it slightly to be more applicable to our church, but this is something that this is my goal. This is why I'm here. This is what I'm hoping for ACPC, that this would be a true statement about our church. And so I just want to read this welcoming statement here. And I believe this wholeheartedly, and it's my goal that this church as a whole would believe this wholeheartedly. We extend a special welcome to those who are single, married, divorced, gay, filthy rich, dirt poor, je ne parle pas anglais. We extend a special welcome to those who are crying newborns, skinny as a rail, or could afford to lose a few pounds. We welcome you if you can sing like Josh Groban or like your pastor who can't carry a note in a bucket. You're welcome here if you're just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail. We don't care if you're more Presbyterian than John Knox, more Catholic than the Pope, or haven't been in church since little Joey's baptism. We extend a special welcome to those who are over 60 but not yet grown up yet, and to teenagers who are growing up too fast. We welcome soccer moms, rugby dads, starving artists, tree huggers, latte sippers, vegetarians, junk food eaters. We welcome those who are in recovery or still addicted. We welcome you if you're having problems or you're down in the dumps or if you don't like organized religion. We've been there too. If you blew all your offering money at the dog track, you're welcome here. We offer a special welcome to those who think the earth is flat, work too hard, don't work, can't spell, or because grandma is in town and wanted to go to church. We welcome those who are inked, pierced, or both. We offer a special welcome to those who could use a prayer right now, had religion shoved down your throat as a child, or got lost in traffic and wound up here by mistake. We welcome tourists, seekers, doubters, bleeding hearts, and you. Yes, and you. And so this series, this Not a Fan series, has, you know, I've been doing it to try to, I mean, a big part of it is if we're followers of Jesus and not fans, I think this welcome message would be a reality in our church. So, and I'm just going to sum up the whole series in the next, you know, 15 minutes or so. And just let you know where we've been and where we're going and all that sort of stuff. So we've spent 9 weeks, the last 9 weeks, this is our 10th week in our Not a Fan series. And we talked about how there may seem to be many followers of Jesus, but if they were to honestly define the relationship, you know, guys, this is your dreaded time, right? How, you know, when you define the relationship with the girl, you don't want that. But we came to honestly define the relationship we have with Christ, and that the accuracy of the term follower when applied in this serious question. It seems to me that there is a more suitable word to describe most people who come to church than follower. They're not followers of Jesus, they are fans of Jesus. And here's the most basic definition of fan in the dictionary: an enthusiastic admirer. You know, it's like, it's the guy who goes to the football game, the soccer game, with no shirt and a painted chest. He sits in the stands and cheers for his team. He's got a signed jersey hanging on the wall at home and multiple bumper stickers on the back of his car. But he's never in the game. He never breaks a sweat or takes a hard hit in the open field. He knows all about the players and can rattle off their latest stats, but he doesn't know the players. He yells and cheers, but nothing is really required of him. There's no sacrifice for him to make. And the truth is, as excited as he seems, if the team he's cheering for starts to let him down and has a few off seasons, his passion wanes pretty quickly. And I see that with your Auckland rugby team here. Yeah. After several losing seasons, you can expect him to jump off the fan wagon and begin cheering for some other team. He's an enthusiastic admirer. And I think Jesus has a lot of fans these days, fans who cheer for him when things are going well, but who walk away when it's a difficult season. Fans who sit safely in the stands cheering, but they know nothing of the sacrifice and the pain of the field. Fans of Jesus who know all about him, but they don't know him. But Jesus was never interested in having fans. When he defines what kind of relationship he wants, enthusiastic admirer isn't an option. One of the biggest threats to the church today is fans who call themselves Christians but aren't actually interested in following Christ. They want to be close enough to Jesus to get all the benefits, but not so close that it requires anything from them. I mean, what do we call guys who act like that with their girlfriends, right? I mean, just want all the benefits, but none of the responsibility? I mean, I remember I was talking to Janetta about her trip to South America, and she said she learned a couple of things on her trip, and one of the things which she learned was that men are pigs everywhere. Yeah, because lots of men just want the benefits without the responsibility. And I think sometimes, as Christians, that's what we want with Jesus. We're just a bunch of pigs. So then, after I discussed that, we then looked at some of the things that cause us to be fans instead of followers of Jesus. And so over 3 weeks, we talked about how materialism, worldly pleasure, and the false understanding of the gospel can cause us to be mere fans. So, remember materialism? Remember, you know, we have this attachment to stuff, right? We want stuff. You know, I have this iPhone 4S. Everyone go, ooh, ah, right? You know, all you Samsung people, I know deep down you're jealous. And, you know, but in 10 years, people are going to be like, iPhone? Touchscreen? You use your hands? I use my mind on my iPhone 56. Right? You know? Right? No one has a Walkman anymore, right? I mean, who here is like, oh, man, I got a sweet Walkman. You know, I can have 10 songs on my cassette tape. I mean, no, we just laugh at you and mock you if you have a Walkman, right? You know, we put all our attachment in all these physical things, right? And yet they all deteriorate. They all end. They all become worthless. And yet we get so much meaning out of those things, right? It's so bizarre, isn't it? It's just so bizarre, right? So we talked about how materialism, how we get attached to all these material things, and it makes us